वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। इन द लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड दैट गुरु नानक देव जी एंड पाई मर्दाना जी मेट अब्दुल रहमान एंड ब्लेस्ड हिम। नाउ दे हैव रिटर्न टू करतारपुर and life has returned to its normal path. It is believed that going to Achal Batala and Multan were Guru Nanak Ji's final tour. After this, Guru Ji settled in Kartarpur. He went back to plowing land and cultivating human souls. He enjoyed growing harvests of rice and wheat in his fields to fill the physical hunger of his people. However, Guru Nanak Ji also planted the seed of spiritual life in their souls, showing each sapling tender paternal care. Now, as we all know, Guru Nanak Dev Ji had travelled far and preached his wonderful message of commitment, love and service to Almighty in many countries. And along with Guru Nanak Dev Ji was Pai Mardana Ji, his beloved companion, the rebek or rabab player. Pai Mardana Ji was and is the first Kirtaniya or Holy Kirtan singer in Sikh history. Even today, his rabab serves as a source of inspiration for all who practice the sacred art of Kirtan. Now, while staying in Kartarpur, as always, Guru Nanak Ji sang Gurbani and Pai Mardana Ji played the rabab every day, beholding the souls of the listeners and connecting them to the Almighty. As the years rolled by, this routine was same. However, in the cold grip of November 1534, a profound sorrow swept through the hearts of all. Pai Mardana Ji lay weak and aged on his deathbed as the time of his departure from this world drew near. Pai Mardana Ji was about 75 years old and he had withstood the test of time. His once lively energy now softened by age. My dear friends, it is said that as Pai Mardana Ji lay on his death bed, Guru Nanak Ji held his head in his lap during his last breaths. As Guru Nanak Ji held him tenderly and asked him with utmost love, "Tell me, my dear friend, how you wish to leave this world? Should we build a grave? Should we allow people to worship you? Ask anything. Anything that you wish to have." Pai Mardana Ji stayed silent for some time and then said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, "Taran bikhe dafnavo nahi, rehet napak lakhyo manmahi." Meaning, "My dear Lord, you have freed me from attachment to this body. You have freed me from this cage of this body. Now you are asking me if I wish to be surrounded by bricks and stones. What holds significance for me is not the manner in which this mortal body is laid to rest. As my soul, by your grace, transcends to eternal serenity, The I within this earthly vessel, within this human body, has been molded by your divine hand. It only seeks your mercy. Having sung the divine words with you, I ask you to guide my passage across this vast ocean of the world. The only thing I ask of you is to keep me with you now and beyond. Guru Nanak Dev Ji, with utmost love and who knows how much pain, then said, Mardanya, wherever I am, you will be with me. Wherever I am mentioned, you will be mentioned. Forever and beyond. Listening to Guru Nanak Ji's holy words, Bhai Mardana Ji left for the heavenly abode, surrounded by divine light. His life serves as an example of unshakable devotion, selflessness, and humility, and is full of teachings for every Sikh or devotee participating in the spiritual practice of Kirtan. Bhai Mardana Ji had stayed with Guru Nanak Dev Ji for almost 53 years. Their beautiful bond was characterized by mutual respect, love, and a shared commitment to spreading the message of love, equality, and compassion. My dear friends, let's take a look back at Bhai Mardana Ji's life along with Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Born to a family of musicians in the year 1459 in Raipur, the Talwandi, two parents, Bhai Padre and Bibi Lakho Ji. Bhai Mardana Ji was almost 10 years older to Guru Ji and they grew up together. Initially, Bhai Mardana Ji was named as Marjana since no child before him had survived. And it was Guru Nanak Ji who named him Mardana, meaning warrior. Friends, it is true that Guru Nanak Dev Ji cannot be mentioned without the mention of his beloved companion Bhai Mardana Ji. If you remember the earlier episodes, how Bhai Mardana Ji was captured by a cannibal. Then Noor Shah, who made him believe he was a goat. His thirst at Hasan Abdal and his hunger that turned the bitter soap nut into sweet fruit. And lastly, his beautiful questions towards Guruji. From their travels to Makkah, Baghdad and other holy places, to their encounters with saints and rulers, Bhai Mardana Ji stood by Guru Nanak Ji's side, playing the rabab and spreading the message of love and compassion. Their travels showed the universal message of Sikhism. Bhai Mardana Ji was given the greatest honor as in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, few slokes in Bihagda Bar are devoted to him, mentioned on Ang 553. This shows Guru Nanak Ji's deep love and affection for Bhai Mardana Ji. Friends, some instances mention that Bhai Mardana Ji had left this world after Guru Nanak Dev Ji, whereas some believe that it was in Baghdad. Now, with a heavy heart, Guru Nanak Ji performed the last rites of Bhai Mardana Ji. Bhai Mardana Ji's son, Baba Shahzada, was consoled by Guru Nanak Dev Ji and he asked Guru Ji to bless him, to always be with him. My dear friends, till today, Bhai Mardana Ji's generation through generation sings Gurbani at Gurdwaras. Now, as we reflect on the life of Bhai Mardana Ji along with Guru Nanak Dev Ji, we are reminded of the enduring bond of love and companionship that rises above earthly boundaries. Today, as generations continue to sing the hymns of Gurbani, Bhai Mardana Ji's legacy lives on. A timeless reminder of the enduring power of love, loss, and spiritual companionship in the teachings of Sikhism. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.